Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and the 19th installment of 26 Habits. I can't believe how quickly the year is going. I hate to say that because it seems like such a... Well, it seems like the kind of thing you hear every September, but, you know, the year does seem to be moving at a pace. But maybe that's just because lots is happening. I hope 2018 has been wonderful for you so far. But it's time for another 26 Habits. And after 2 weeks of not wearing makeup, which I found absolutely fine, apart from the real desire to just sit and play with makeup, I'm on to something slightly different. Now, I don't know about you, but I am guilty of impulse buying books, products, and services that would imply I'm fitter, brighter, and more organized than I really am, in the hope that just by consuming them, just by that purchase at the till, they will edge me closer to a better version of myself. There's a lot to unpack there, but quite a few people on Instagram and in the Facebook group have said the same, and as a result, we all have that guilty purchase that stares at us from the shelf, silently judging, or so we think. Although really, we're judging ourselves. It might be the several dozen Moleskine books that were supposed to contain a business plan, life mantras, journals, or the start of your first book, a spiralizer that was going to easily eliminate refined pasta from your diet and seamlessly replace it with courgette. Or in my case, what I'm really bad at is the fitness equipment I buy from TK Maxx on a weekend that I buy in the hope it'll make my downtime at home less sedentary. So I think a celebrity fitness trainer once said to me, you know, if you sit watching TV for 2 hours in the evening, that's really bad. But if you get up during every ad break and you're active, that's 4 minutes of, you know, stimulating your heart, everything. And so case in point, I spent £40 on a mini trampoline last New Year, which is currently propped up behind the living room door. And again, I wanted to use it during ad breaks, and sometimes I roll it out and it's fine, but sometimes you're just not in the mood to go on a trampoline in the ad break of a, you know, intense drama. I haven't bounced on it in a while, I've got to be honest. Recently, I've bought a massage roller, which is essentially a knobbly rolling pin to help me get into knots and tight muscles without having to pay a massage therapist. A wobble board to do lunges on, or squats, or basically it just unbalances you so that your muscles have to work slightly differently or slightly harder. And some sliders, which are smooth discs that you can use to do things like mountain climbers. And then there's also the kettlebell that I lugged back from the shop that I use for squats and various other exercises. Anyway, the point being, there's a want, a need, a desire within me to be the person that would do these sorts of things when I'm at home. But the truth is that up to this point, I'm fair weather with it. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. The majority of the time, though, I don't. But if the maximum effort I'm giving these things, if the best chance I'm giving them is just carrying them home from the shop and expecting that they'll devise an exercise plan for me from the shelf, then I'm not giving them the best chance. So I'm going to force myself to use them for the next couple of weeks. And to do this, I'm going to create a mini workout using all this gear. Now, I used to create my own Tabata workouts, however you say it, only because many of my friends and I disagree. I say Tabata workouts a few years ago and I got out of the habit, but they are high intensity training regimens that you can do in 4 minutes, but it's 4 minutes when you have to give everything and more while you're exercising. And the way it runs is you do 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, and you repeat that cycle 8 times, and that gets you up to 4 minutes. When I was comfortable with them, I used to double down and do 8 minutes, and it was great. It was really hardcore, but it was a fantastic workout. And you do everything. You do this amazing, intense, sweaty, high calorie burn in 8 minutes, and it hurts, but it's fantastic. So I took a look at the kit that's sort of piling up in my gym, meaning by the bookcase. And with what I've got at the moment, I could get out the trampoline and do high knees for 20 seconds. And like by high knees, we're talking really high knees, quick, fast, pumping the arms. I could do lunges on the wobble board, mountain climbers using the sliders, and sumo squats using the kettlebell. And if I complete this twice, do each of them twice, it gets me to 4 minutes. And if I do 4 rounds of 4, I'm at 8. Make sense? Good. So these are all exercises I know how to do and feel comfortable doing on my own and would constitute a pretty decent start to the day. It's also a really good warm up before going for a steady run, which is something I'm trying to do daily at the moment too. So even saying it out loud, having written down the notes, it seems like such a small part of my day to devote to exercise and something I should be able to easily do. Even I'm sitting here thinking, this looks so easy. 8 minutes, that's all. And that's if you double down, like the first day, do 4. Take it easy on yourself, be kind to yourself. But it's all about motivation. And as with all these habits, it's being accountable to you, my brilliant listeners, that will make me do it every day and report back. So at the end of these 2 weeks, I guess I'll hopefully be a bit fitter, but it will also either stop me buying these things, hoping that their purchase alone is enough, or it'll give me the green light to buy them, but make a plan of how to use them so that it's not wasted and gathering dust in the corner. So come on, I've fessed up. Why not tell me what you have piled up? Those things that were bought with the best of intentions, but never used and sit looking at you from the shelf or from under the bed, or even if you can't see them, just silently whispering, "You were supposed to use me." What do they do? What are they? And can you turn it around? Let's see if I can turn around this ridiculous obsession with buying fitness gear that comes in at under 10 quid into something positive that actually does me good. Why not join the Facebook group? The link to join is in the show notes, or drop me an email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. You know I love hearing from you. If you don't want to send an email, but you do want to send a DM and you are following me on social media, I am at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram, and you are very welcome to send me a message on there too. I'm excited about this one. I think it will be fun. I think it will be interesting. I think I will come to one of two resolutions at the end, which will either be never buy a piece of fitness kit again, or actually just make a plan, which seems like a good conclusion to come to. And who knows, I might even be much, much fitter by the end of it. Thank you so much for listening. I will update you on the next episode of 26 Habits.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.